Now it's time for the rural news with Monique Steele. And Monique, wild horses around rural central North Island are off to their new homes today.
Tenakwe, yes, the annual wild horse muster took place around the Kaimanawa mountain ranges east of Mount Ruapehu yesterday. The Department of Conservation helps manage the program to keep the wild horse population in check. A spokesperson said the muster went ahead with no issues yesterday and final numbers will be confirmed next week. Charity Kaimanawa Heritage Horses helps find people to adopt the horses and says around 90 were removed from the area and it being delivered to their new homes today or tomorrow. Last year's muster was cancelled due to Cyclone Gabrielle, so with more horses needing rehomed this year, a charity spokesperson says they were concerned the cost of living would see fewer people able to take on the horses. But they say they're thankful to the 90 people who put their hands up to help, and they say the remaining horses will stay in the wild for now. A push on New Zealand wool at an international conference is being hailed a success, with Chinese buyers signalling they want to build a stronger relationship with Aotearoa. A New Zealand delegation of 30 wool leaders recently attended the International Wool Textile Congress in Adelaide, Australia. Similar challenges for Australian and New Zealand sheep farmers, struggling with low prices for years, with some not making a profit on their clip at all. Wool Impact Chief Executive Andy Cowie says the conference was a great chance to chat to buyers from China in particular, which is our biggest export market for wool.
They were talking about how the quality of grading had declined over recent years, but they've seen an improvement, which they said is very encouraging. They would like to build a much closer relationship with New Zealand in terms of accessing our strong wool because of the inherent attributes, the whiteness and strength, and consistent volumes that are available. So some very positive messages from the Chinese. But there are also other countries there that are regular buyers who we had the opportunity to meet with. And I think having such a strong New Zealand delegation there just emphasised that we're serious and we're open for business and we want to work much more closely with these countries.
That's Andy Cowie from Wool Impact. The El Niño weather pattern has officially left the country, but that doesn't necessarily mean the weather will settle. The weather pattern was predicted to bring a hot and windy dry summer, and in a number of regions it did, while for others it just wasn't as bad as expected. Weather Watch forecaster Phil Duncan says the country's now in an in-between period before the La Niña weather pattern begins, which means weather could hit from any direction.
I would say for the most part, we're going back more to a more traditional weather pattern, but the El Niño one may still take a little bit of time to fade away. Just because El Niño's finished, the high pressure zones around our part of the world are still very much dominating our weather, and that's still limiting rainmakers for those that need rain. So as we head towards winter, probably very similar weather pattern that we've got now, but hopefully a little bit more chaos in there because that brings more variety for farmers.
That's Phil Duncan. Calf sales are winding down, and for the latest from the sale yards, I caught up with Suze Bremner of AgriHQ earlier this morning. How are things at the sale yards this week, Suze?
Well, now that the weaner fairs and calf sales are dying down, focus is definitely shifting to getting older cattle off as farmers head towards those winter stocking levels. So on the dairy farms, that's meant that any cull cows are either heading to the processors or the sale yards as a bit of a detour. And from the beef farms, we're seeing cull cows as well as R2 steers if they've still got them on. This is the time when buyers will pick up steers and heifers to carry through the winter to either trade again or finish in the spring. And that bit of rain around the places has really helped the market.
How are the cattle markets across the two islands?
So in the North Island, the R2 traditional steers to winter have been trading at $3.15 to $3.25 a kilo. And Hereford region values have actually been quite similar. Heavier lines closer to finishing have eased slightly this week to $2.98 to $3.10 a kilo. And in the South Island, the older stall cattle market is yet to really get going, but prime volume has been sneaking up. So prime steers have been averaging $2.70 to $2.90 a kilo, and there was a large yarding of beef and dairy beef heifers at Temuka, which averaged $2.55 a kilo.
And as you said earlier, a lot of cows are coming out.
Yeah, that's right. So especially dairy cows and to a lesser degree beef. So Frisian cows at Temuka have been selling very much in line with last year's prices, and most are making $1.45 to $1.55 a kilo. Beef cows are generally selling for around a 40 cent per kilo premium over that. And at Fielding and Frankton, the cull dairy cows were steady and sold from $1.60 per kilo up to $1.90 for the heavier, better yielding types.
That's Suze Bremner of AgriHQ. And lastly, growers in the Bay of Plenty are reporting bumper maize yields this season, the best seen in about 6 years. Doug Leader, who has a dairy farm near Whakatane, says it's a nice change after a couple of challenging years.
The maize crop has been what I would term as stellar. Speaking to the local contractor, the yields vary between 25 ton to the hectare and 31 ton to the hectare, which is probably at least a 50% increase on where they were last year. Or the last 2 years have been very wet. Yeah, late plantings. I mean, some people plant it two or three times and some even abandon it after the third planting.
So a better season this year, will that help make up for some of the losses experienced last season?
Oh, it certainly does. But as you know, if that's farming, you have good years and you have bad years. But I think on the back of, you know, several very poor years, all the growers, maize silage growers, as well as growers for grain, I think they'd be pretty happy.
Doug Leader says the maize harvest is pretty much all done and dusted for most, and there'll be plenty of feed out there for dairy farmers heading into winter. And that's the rural news for this week. Ko ia rā te porongo o te tai whenua.